my control.
Did you get that on record?
Okay. We're going to go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. It is December 30th at 5:16 p.m. Roll call, please.
Weigle.
Here.
Daniel.
Here.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was December 10th. Are there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Okay. Motion second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay. Next up is the fire department agreement. Any questions, comments, corrections? Any changes from previous years?
No changes from previous years. It's the same.
I don't think so. Okay. Okay.
Yes, I was just trying to get it, the goofy thing I got to the bills, and then it's stuck on the bills. So I was trying to hit back, and I hit Board of Works.
Bills.
There we go. Gotta be gifted a challenge. There we go. Yes.
Okay. If there's no questions or anything like that, does somebody want to make a motion to approve?
I make a motion that we go enter into the agreement for 2014 with the Columbia City Volunteer Fire Department as written.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Next up is the police sergeant recommendation. Tim?
Yes, Mayor. On December 12th, we had interviews for the new sergeant position. We interviewed three candidates. After reviewing applications and sitting through the interview process, command staff was involved in the interviews as well as Mr. Crowder, and I appreciate him joining us for those interviews. I thought they went really well. After listening to the command staff, it's my recommendation that we make Scott Leatherman the new sergeant for that position. So I'm asking for the Board of Works to approve that recommendation.
Okay. I'd like to ask any questions, make any comments?
I would just make a comment to support. The committee was had been very involved with the whole process. I would say it took us 3, maybe 4 hours from start to finish. So nobody took the situation lightly, and it was well organized, and everybody did their in a professional manner, and the candidates did a great job. So I just commend the whole group of going through that process. So.
Okay. Do you need a formal approval then from us?
For the
promotion?
I believe that I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then I will move that we approve based on the chief and his committee's recommendation that we promote Scott Leatherman to sergeant.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, not on the agenda, but still an issue we need to deal with, is the drain collection. As you will remember from last year, we had Brandon Forrester come in from the county and discuss the drainage collection, the drain collection, and how basically if the we could do it one of two ways. One, it could be assessed individually by the county to the property owners, both outside and inside the city, or the stormwater department for the city could pay the fees for our city residents that are impacted this year. Last year we had made the recommendation that and approved the stormwater utility paying those drainage improvement fees for our residents because we felt like that was the right thing to do. And So, actually, Dan has brought to us the next year's. Is it next year's?
Yes.
Yeah, next year's fees. And did I? Is there anything else I didn't cover, or do you want to talk about it?
I see all the tiles and drains that are listed within our boundaries, the watersheds within those, the ones that are highlighters, are the ones that are going to be collected for this next year. And like I say, the amount is $13,113.12. The $272.84 is the road right-of-ways within those boundaries that we'd have to pay anyway.
Yeah.
And that's not just the city. I mean, the county pays that same road right-of-way as well. So
the $12,840.28 is what we're paying for our residents this year.
Correct.
Out of the stormwater.
Additional $272.84 is for the road right-of-ways.
Okay.
Like I say, and I don't ever foresee this happening, but if they were to collect everything, you know, all at once, you're looking at a little over $52,000. But they don't normally do that. They do whatever is necessary work.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you see the highlighted drains, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and whatnot. Drains and tiles are going to be looking to collect funds, so some work can be done on those.
So the right side of this page is right-of-ways. The left side is the actual
Correct.
Fees for the parcels.
Right.
So the total is what?
It's
the total is
$13,113.12. This is more of a question. I mean, I know that we all know that we're doing the right thing by doing this, but is there any legal document that needs to be on file to say that these are the ditches and register those? Or I'm just looking for a direction because I'm not sure. It's the first time we've done this, but we have nothing, what I would say, legally, or do we need anything documented or just the minutes of the board?
I don't know. Whatever they're sent out on the tax bills, and they're labeled as such, the ditch number, and you know, there's obviously meetings that when these assessments are being applied to the drainage board. So I believe some of the, even on the ditch assessments, that the names of the drains are probably attached on your tax statement.
Okay.
But as far as any other record, I don't know if we...
Well, I'm thinking last year, I think we had at least some semblance of what those numbers meant. If I remember correctly, granted it's been a year now, well, it's been a little less than a year, but I think we had something that said what those are.
The names of
What I'm wondering is maybe, and I think maybe this is what Walt's alluding to, maybe not, but it may be good for us to know, maybe with a follow-up sheet of what ones we're paying for, where they're at, maybe.
Okay.
Is that, I mean...
I'm just looking for some record in case somebody's question to say, well, what does that mean? We have some description
number?
Or number.
We get that in our office quite often, you know, because some people don't understand how the watersheds are laid out, and people come in, well, where is this at?
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we would probably refer them to your department anyways.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if there needed to be things in the city file that we're doing this. I mean,
something to accompany this?
So, I mean, is this something we're going to do every year, or is this something that's being evaluated year by year?
Well, I'm pretty sure this will be happening every year.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it needs to be in some kind of a...
Yeah, and I can't remember what they used when they billed me last year. I know originally we got something like this, but then when they actually billed me, they may have had a book down.
Okay. I don't know... I've never seen, you know, whenever they mailed out the statements to the public, I've never seen a map or anything that goes out with it. That's usually presented at the drainage board meetings when they're preparing to do work on drains and tiles. Otherwise, people get the same type of a notice.
I think it's good to acknowledge their partnership and cooperation so that people know that we are doing what we're doing.
Right.
So they know that, you know, we are... trying to look out after their best interest too. So,
sure.
Again, that was an informal question. We don't need to answer it. I support the situation because we know there's duplication of charges occurring, and so that's just a thought.
Yeah, I can bring in ask Brandon to highlight the drains and show where they're at. So that way, in case people do have questions
for board accounts.
Yeah, something that we could look to.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Maybe what we can do is if Brandon can get something around for us to have these, that basically state where these different drainage places are, that we can then attach it to the meeting minutes and accept that as a part of the meeting minutes.
Oh, we can do that.
So, right.
Thank you.
I still don't see where you're coming up with the figure you're talking about.
Oh, here.
Didn't you say 13,000 or something?
Yep.
Yeah, 13,113,12. Yeah, number, that paper that you had originally, the one I brought in today is the correct one.
Okay.
I must have had the
old one. Oh, yeah, you have the old one.
Oh, okay.
I like Rosie's better, though.
Yeah. that's what I told Dan. I said when he came in with the new one, I said that I like when the number goes down.
Well, the good thing is it's less than it was last year.
That's true. It is less than last year. That's always looking at the positive side, aren't you, Dan?
I mean, yeah.
Positive.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we pay the drainage assessments to the county in the amount of $13,113.12. As presented.
And I'll second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, next up are bills. Try to beat you to it so I can load them. There we go.
You're going to start out. Oh, you're still going to stay at 13 and not make any predictions.
What?
So I was just going to see if you wanted to make the call on the
number. It's a cheap one this month.
I got it.
Okay, any questions about the bills? My promotional fund took a big hit this month, so usually it doesn't. Okay, go ahead, Dan.
I'll make a motion we pay the bills as presented in the amount of $747,014.07.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay, we'll do quick department reports.
You can save that if you want.
You gotta say right. Okay.
Since it's 6:15.
Then yes, that is 6:15. Okay. Then we won't do department reports. We'll hold off on that. However, Gabby?
My name's Gabby England, and I'm from the Columbus City Youth Council. And we had our meeting, was it the 18th?
That sounds right. Yeah.
We went to Walmart and did some shopping because we decided to adopt a family for Christmas, which meant we put together a meal for them and then gifts for the individual members of the family. And then we did preparing for our government education of fifth grade.
I should mention that all the youth council members brought in the money for that. That wasn't city funds. They donated out of their own kindness for that, so ended up being really good. I think we overspent just a little bit, but we got that taken care of, and I'm sure the family was treated to a very good meal and some presents and good stuff. I think the boys and I picked the wrong coat, but we ended up getting it fixed.
Yeah,
okay, great. Thank you. So, any questions of Gabby? Okay, Dan.
No, sir.
I don't have anything at the moment. Well,
no, sir.
And Rosie.
No, it's just wrapping up year end and any purchase orders that are hanging out there that you're needing.
Needing being the key word.
Yeah. Or have the money for.
I'll have one more tomorrow.
Okay.
That's like cutting it right on the line there. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, we'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.